My name is Logan Kopp. I'm in fifth hour, Ms. Manson, and my topic is the Bosnian War.
So what was the Bosnian War?
Well, the Bosnian War was a war that lasted about 3.5 years. The major participants in the war were the Republic of Bosnia, Herzegovina, Serbia, and Croatia. And Croatia was leading in a part of the Republika Srpska and Herzeg Bosnia. The genocide was very bloody and brutal, and they were fighting to claim Bosnian land that was unclaimed at the time.
And so were there any other political influences in this war?
Not for the most part. It was mainly just for the unclaimed land. The two sides hadn't been getting along that well before that, but the main reason was just to gain land.
And, you know, they had religious aspects of the difference?
I don't think there were many. I mean, one side had a lot of Muslims, so I assume the other side was very anti-Muslim, which could have had affected or been a factor to the war.
How did this affect the Cold War?
Well, this kind of happened pretty much when the Cold War was about coming to a close, because it started on April 6, 1992, and it's around when the Cold War was kind of dialing down. So maybe this could have had an effect on the end of the Cold War, or the Cold War could have somewhat led to this war. The United Nations did get involved in this war, so to try to create safe zones for the Muslims, so that could have also been from the Cold War also.
So what was the end of the war?
In the United Nations, they attempted to create some safe zones to help out the Muslims, but this did not work because the NATO used airstrikes to help the Muslims and Croats take some land. So that killed thousands of Serbian civilians who were living there. And so the war finally ended on December 14th, and that's the day that the Dayton Peace Accord was signed, and that's what really marked the end of the war. And what the treaty did was it separated Bosnia into two equal sides. It put the Bosnian Muslims and the Croats on one side, and on the other side it had the Serbs.
And so, any final remarks?
I just think that this three-year-long war can still be affecting us today, because today Bosnia is still, this division is still present, and there's still lots of conflict in Bosnia, and there's also a lot of poverty going on, so I feel like this could be long-lasting effects from the war.
Thank you.